later on. It's 9 minutes past eight. Now, let's just stay with that story, because up to 10 million workers judged to be essential will be able to apply for a test from today to see whether they have coronavirus. Now, previously, the tests have been largely restricted to hospital and care home patients, NHS staff, police and firefighters too. It's now being extended as part of a government and their move to have 100,000 tests by the end of next week. Meanwhile, the treatment, care and the search for a vaccine goes on. And in Liverpool, it's no exception. Andrea Collins is a respiratory consultant and researcher at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, of course, has been treating patients with the virus here in the city. Andrea, we're really grateful for your time this morning. The big announcement yesterday was that testing for key workers is stepping up. Why is it important that more and more people get tested? Just tell me a little bit more, if you would, about the bigger picture.
Okay, good morning. So there's a few reasons as to why it's important. One of them is just about us knowing how many people within the whole of the UK have been infected in the first place. So that is, there are two different types of tests, as you know, and the test that we're talking about that is being rolled out initially is the initial one to see if somebody has got the virus or not. So that's normally a swab test. So that's the one we're looking at the moment. In the future, we will be looking hopefully more into an antibody test, which is to see if somebody has had the virus and if they have now mounted some immunity to that. So this swab test is important to know how many people are currently getting the virus on a daily basis or being diagnosed, so that we can know how many people have been infected and therefore think about what within the population, is there some herd protection now? So the term herd protection basically means that quite a lot of people that are out and about, so a lot of the essential and key workers have had the coronavirus. And that means that there will be some protection for those that have not yet had it, because it won't be circulating quite as much. It's also essential, obviously, and the reason it was brought in for healthcare workers initially is that we can get back to work and get back to work safely as well, and to know if we think we've got symptoms and we're negative and the symptoms have now gone, that we are safe then to go back to work after we follow the Public Health England advice. Right. And that can actually now then be rolled out to those key workers as well, those other key workers.
So this is, it's a numbers game, this really, isn't it? You know, the more people that we test, the more information that we have. And as you say, you know, that second test with the little stamper which takes your blood to see if you've had it. This is all about the numbers. And if we know the numbers, we can deal with it more efficiently, I'm guessing.
Yes, definitely. And the other thing is that the death rate at the moment doesn't really, you need to look at the infection rate as well to work out what the death rate is, you know, because otherwise we've just got numbers. We don't know how many people have been infected throughout the UK. So that this initial test won't give us that. And that it's the antibody test that we really need. But then we'll be able to say, you know, this many million have been infected and this many people died. And so that those percentages can also really help us. Because at the moment we just look like we've got really high death rates, but without knowing how many people have actually been infected.
I had a guest on the programme earlier this morning, and we were talking about the amount of work that goes on behind the scenes, because as a member of the public, you know, we'll see the press conference and we'll have the news on, we'll listen to the news and we just get bits. But the amount of work that's going on behind the scenes, particularly in your place as well at the School of Tropical Medicine, is it's a factory at the moment, isn't it, really?
Yes, it is. I think we were initially thinking that some people would be, you know, doing a bit of working from home, but there's a lot less of that going on now. And people have been repurposed to working back at the front line in terms of COVID research. So the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine and the University of Liverpool are working in collaboration with the local hospitals of Liverpool University Foundations Trust, so Aintree and Royal, but also across the whole of a patch called the North West Coast that Merseyside sits within. So that's all the way up to Barrow and all the way down to Crewe. Yeah. And we're doing an awful lot of research in that area. So within that area, we've recruited in the last sort of 5 or 6 weeks over 2,500 people to COVID research. And within sort of the local Liverpool area, we're working on diagnostics. So a point of care diagnostics test that could hopefully be done in people's houses to see if they do or do not have the virus. Yeah. And also working on their antibody test, as you mentioned. But we're also involved in treatment studies as well throughout the hospitals and vaccine studies as well.
Well, we heard the Prime Minister in the early days before he got sick, you know, he talked about ramping up, and it was ramping up this and ramping up that. And it didn't seem to happen. But you just get that feeling now that, you know, it is being ramped up this now. You do get that fan over 5 or 6 weeks in, but you do get that feeling that it is being ramped up. Do you feel the same way?
Very much so. And I think, you know, normally research can take quite a while to get things off the ground. And it has been miraculous, really, how quickly things have been happening. So it really has been amazing. You know, when people talk about vaccines and we all say, oh, gosh, that's a long time, you know, at least a year. Hmm. You know, that is pretty quick if we do something in a year. But the systems that go on behind, you know, getting a vaccine, you know, out to be able to give to a member of the UK population, that takes a long time. But those systems are being really made as quick as they can at the moment, and it has been, you know, a fantastic time for researchers to be able to work within that to sort of see everyone working collaboratively together.
What's it been like for you on a personal level, Andrea? Because I know you've been on the wards with people who've contracted the disease. You know, on a professional level and a personal level, what's it been like for you?
So I think on a professional level, I think for a lot of people, the waiting for this wave to come was actually the worst thing, you know, waiting for this sort of sense of impending doom. And now it's here and we're getting through, and hopefully we've got through some of this. Maybe it's an initial peak, we don't know, but we are coping well. And the NHS staff are just generally getting on with it, I think. We have had periods, all of us, I think, of anxiety. I'm fortunate to not be a particularly anxious person, but it has been, you know, I have had anxiety related to it. And I think, you know, we all have. But actually getting to work and getting on with the job has helped us, and looking after the patients, because that's, you know, what we do the job for.
Isn't that being human, though, to be a little bit anxious in situations like that? That's pretty normal,
isn't
it?
It's totally normal, yeah. And there's some quite interesting stuff online. There's something called Face COVID, which is quite a nice one, which basically just talks about what you can control. And the only thing you can control during a pandemic or anything else is what you can do yourself here and now. You know, and basically that's what matters. And so you basically just need to focus on, if you're a worrying person, worry for a bit of the day, concentrate on that, and then move on from it as best you can, because otherwise the anxiety becomes overwhelming.
It's interesting, just before I let you go, because I know you're busy today, but it's interesting that you mention, you know, the thought of the impending doom. And that's quite often in life, isn't it? The thought of something is often a lot worse than the actual thing itself, because when the actual thing does come, you go, right, I pretty much know what I'm dealing with now, I can take action.
Yes, totally. And I think that's where I think everyone that's, you know, that's fortunate enough to be working on the front line, I think we feel fortunate that we can be acting and doing something, you know, really, really valuable. So.
And what about your colleagues? Everyone, you know, gets out and claps for our frontline staff. We were out at 8 o'clock last night, dogs barking and sirens going off and all. I mean, you must be really proud. I mean, of course, we're very proud of you and what you do and your colleagues. Where would we be without you all?
Oh, no, it's fantastic. And I think everyone really appreciates it. And I think, you know, from the NHS point of view, we feel very appreciated and we're very grateful. But I think it's so important that it's about all key workers, you know, everybody that's doing it, you know, the Amazon delivery guy that's dropping you something off, you know, the teachers that are looking after my children when I'm working. All of those people are very valuable, whatever your role is. And also, everyone has got their part, haven't they? You know, if you're staying at home and self-isolating, that is a really valuable part, because if you're not getting poorly and coming into hospital, then, you know, you're freeing up that bed and that space for somebody else. So, you know, we're all playing our role.
We're going to get through this. We will get through this.
We are indeed.
The world may be a slightly different place when we come out the other side, but we will get through it. And thank you to yourself and your colleagues. And thanks for coming on this morning, Andrea. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Bye.
There's Andrea Collins there, respiratory consultant and researcher at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. And, of course, has been treating patients with the virus here in the city. Right. How did it?